All right. Well, good morning, everyone. Just a quick update as to who's on the call. We have Leah Carowan, Executive Director. We have Debbie Terry in Texas. We have Angie Swigert, part of the CPCF team. Pam Olson in Florida. Pastor Jackson in Missouri. Beth Folsom in Colorado. Dave Wilson in South Carolina. Pastor McIntosh in Connecticut. And again, we just had a few states that contacted and said that they had meetings they could not miss this morning, but they'll receive the audio and be able to catch up on what we covered. So thank you all for being on. I would love just to have Pastor Jackson, would you open us in prayer this morning, please?
Okay. Father, we thank you. We give praise. We honor you. Father, we acknowledge your presence, Lord, in this meeting and in our lives individually, Lord. We thank you, Father, that with every breath, Father, we are declaring that you are God and there is no other. And so, Father, we do all that we do, Father, with the awareness that you are present, Lord, and you are guiding us and directing us, that you have granted us wisdom for the task that is ahead. Father, we endeavor also to speak only what we have heard from you and to do what only we have seen you do. Father, you have caused us to see through your word. So, Father, our daily prayer is open our eyes, Father, that we might see wondrous things, Father, from your word, that we may be successful in everything that we do in guiding our states, guiding, Father, this nation, as you would speak to us, we would speak, Father, those things. And, Father, we just give you praise and honor and glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. And Brittany, I just wanted to welcome you to the call. Thanks for being with us. And I'm just going to actually turn it right over to Leah to give some national updates.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Summer. Yeah, it's a privilege and a pleasure to be with all of you today. Thank you all for taking the time to jump on. I actually just have a couple of things that I wanted to alert you to that were happening at the national level here. We have had a couple of staff changes, which are very exciting. First of all, Jessica, who's been our office manager now for a year plus, had a baby last night, baby Addison. We're thrilled with her. Everybody's healthy and all is well.
Yay.
I just came from the hospital this morning with her. Yeah, she will be out on maternity leave for a month, and then she will be returning in a new position, a position that will allow her to work from home, a position that will impact all of you, because she has been transitioning over the past several months to helping Summer more with administration and helping as the state directors and the prayer caucuses are expanding into more states. We've definitely been trying to get Summer more help so that she can continue and advance all the state directors and prayer caucuses. So Jessica, when she gets back from maternity leave, she's going to be doing much more of that as well. Probably 60-70% of her time will be focused on helping Summer with the state directors. So most of you have met Jessica, but through either at the summit or through emails. But we're very excited that she's taking some time with her sweet new baby, and then she's going to be able to work from home and continue to be a blessing to this team. And also wanted to introduce Angie Swigert. Angie now has come on as the executive administrator in the office. She's taking on a portion of Jessica's role, some of the things that lots of Jessica's roles right now while Jessica's out maternity, but then some of that maternity, some of that will go back to Jessica, and then Angie will be adding, helping with Shirley and with the fundraising and with the events, and she'll also be helping me a little bit as well as expanding some of the other projects and things that we are doing, advancing through the foundation. So we are super excited to have Angie on board, and I'm actually going to let you, Angie, say hello, introduce yourself, and maybe just say a few words about your connection with the Forbes and what was it that inspired you or excited you about being a part of the foundation.
Well, thank you, Leah. Yes, I am very excited to be a part of this team. I've been transitioning into this for almost a month now and very excited to hit the ground running. I have a been, I guess I've had a relationship with the Forbes for many years now. Most of it has been a connection to their political activities. I've worked as Congressman Forbes' campaign manager for the last several years. And, you know, as most of you, or if not all, know, that's we are in a transition period there as Congressman Forbes takes on a stronger role with this foundation, which, you know, I believe is following his heart's desire, and with Mrs. Forbes and many, many projects that she's worked on over the years. So my background has been in many facets of managing political campaigns and events and fundraising, and I have a marketing degree from Old Dominion University, so I'm looking forward to bringing all of that background to helping advance the mission of the foundation. I think there's an awful lot of areas where things are very exciting on the horizon for us here, and I'm just really excited to take all of those things I've been doing and point them in a new direction, and really looking forward to working with you all on this mission.
Thank you so much, Angie. And, yeah, one of the things I wanted to mention, too, is you can imagine with Jessica being out, Angie coming in, Shirley also coming in kind of new, Randy's expanded involvement, which, by the way, I just wanted to mention, that was one of the things I wanted to sort of confirm. I can't remember how much we talked about last time we met. He was in the process of the primary season and just finishing that up, and had just found out, I think, that he lost the primary when we met last time. But it has become clear over the last couple of months that he definitely wants to play a more major role in the foundation. We are very excited about that because his schedules and ethics have been prohibiting him from doing the kinds of things he wanted to do with and for the foundation. But now he no longer has that those things that will be boundaries for him. So he's planning on doing, we've already had multiple conversations. We've talked about expansion with his help, not only national boards and councils, but also strategies and involvement with the government leaders, a lot of different ways. And there will be a time when we kind of roll this out, but right now we're in the process of just putting it all together and ensuring that that we do it in a way that's methodical and that we can accomplish. And with Shirley being on full time, you know, she had a summer full of transition as well, but now in September she sort of hit the ground strong, and we're full speed ahead with Shirley full time as well. So together, it's a real blessing here at the headquarters to have the two of them. They really have made a big difference here. So and Angie, and then of course getting Jessica back will be great. So in the meantime, with all of this, you can imagine the kinds of transition and growing pains that we're feeling here. So please be patient with us. Some of the things we've been able to just whip out and do that Jessica was flying out or some are different ones, we might take us a little longer. Please be patient as we go through this transition time. But we definitely want to serve you and expect that we're going to be able to serve you better as we expand our team and get into some new roles. So we're excited about all this. And also wanted to just mention that I don't have any real big news for the summit. No major news. Last time we talked, I think I said we were planning on the summit. At this point in time, the plan is to have it in Washington, D.C. The goal is we are looking at the first or last weekend of April. That is not set in stone yet. We can only do tentative dates until we work out location as well as congressional calendars and things like that, because we really do want to have a number of the congressional members there, and there's some, you know, we probably won't even know for sure what the calendar holds until after the election, honestly. But we can guess, and we can come pretty close. So we think the first and last weekend of April are pretty safe. So we're veering toward those. But certainly we'll get you up to speed and get you everything you need to know as soon as we know.
Leah, can I interrupt just a moment? Did you mean the last week of April, first week of May?
The last weekend of April, and the first weekend of April. Either one of those dates are the ones that we're looking for.
Of April or May? Because I guess
those are two different weekends. Either last weekend of April or the first weekend of April.
Okay, I just am clarifying because yes, when Shirley and I were looking at venues, we were saying the first week of May. So I'm glad we discuss that. Okay, apologies. Thank you. Thank you, Leah. And I didn't mean to interrupt. Please continue.
No. No, that's okay. That's okay. I'm pretty much done with the things that I was going to bring. Does anybody have any questions about where we're going or what we're doing? I want to make sure that I give an opportunity if you guys have any questions about what I just shared or anything else about what's happening at the headquarters.
Leah, this is Dave from South Carolina. Can you give us a little rundown of kind of what your thoughts are currently with what you're wanting to do with the summit and the congressman's involvement with that, just as we're kind of thinking about and some planning, some ideas for that event?
Mm-hmm. Kind of hard to give too much information at this point, Dave. I can only tell you what many of the folks that have been at the last two summits, I can tell you what are sort of along those same lines. You weren't at the last summit, is that right, Dave? Have you been at a summit?
I did not get to make it. I had not been able to make it to the summit yet.
Okay, perfect, perfect. And we have a few people on the call that have not been to a summit. So, yeah, the basic concept of the summit is to bring our government leaders together, the prayer caucus chairman, key leaders in prayer caucuses, all the state directors, congressional leaders. Our first summit, we had about 16 members of Congress. We had about 20-some states represented at the first caucus. And between the two summits, I'm sorry, between the two summits, I think we've had, maybe close to 30 states have been represented. But the goal is, again, strategy. The goal is to really have a conversation. I don't know that we have hit it 100% the last two summits, but we're moving in that direction. We're trying to come together and say, okay, what is this network? Now, you know, build a relationship. What are we doing together? Give them some really sort of important insider information, things that they may not know is happening. Really focused on here's what is happening. Here's what the strategy is of those that are attacking religious freedom, God's Place in America prayer. Here's what we plan to do as a united network of people. Have a good conversation. This year, we actually are hoping that we will expand the summit a little bit more. But I hate to say too much because if we're not able to, I don't want to be disappoint anybody. But we are really moved it to D.C. so that we could have more congressional involvement as well. And, you know, relationship, strategy, and then of course, you know, education. I'd say those are probably the three things. Now, we pay for all the state directors. We want to, you know, we want to pay your way because that's sort of one of the perks and blessings of and thank yous that we can do is to bring you to this summit and let you be a part of it. But I'm happy to share more. Does that answer your question, or did you have another specific
question? Yes, it does. Thank you.
Okay, absolutely. Yeah, happy to do that. And I'm more than happy to answer questions. One of the big things I don't like doing is giving sort of a verbal sort of here's where we're going and then not be able to pull it off. And so before I say too much, I like to be sure that we're actually going to be able to pull it off. We do plan on having the summit, and we do plan on expanding it. But there's a lot of things in the works right now. We're excited about it.
Great. Thank you for sharing.
You bet. Absolutely. Any other questions? All righty. Well, thank you guys so very much. I'm going to stay on the call, of course, but I'm going to pass it back to you, Summer.
Great. Thank you. Yeah. I just wanted to mention, just to give an idea of some of the events that are underway, we have an event October 17th that Angie and Shirley have been working on, and Leah, that will be in the Chesapeake area with Lieutenant Colonel Alan West, with Congressman Forbes, Congressman Ridgel, Governor McDonald. So that's exciting. We definitely appreciate prayer for that event. There's also numerous pray events, Pray USA events going on, and then launch events are being scheduled now. We have a Texas launch event February 6th, an Arkansas launch event that will be in January, and then a Kansas launch event as well that will be in January. So we definitely appreciate your prayers for those events. And if you have any contacts in those states where we're having launch events, please feel free to reach out to them and you know, connect them with the state directors or myself so that we can make sure they're in the loop. We'd love to have have anyone join. So those are coming soon. I know many of you are meeting with your legislators in order to create a strategy for the next session is around prayer, legislation, advocacy, and connection. I wanted to ask, we've had one strategy meeting, and it was kind of our first effort to see how that would work, giving a little extended time after this call in order to have more conversation and detailed conversation about efforts in the states and how to make it happen, or give more time for conversation, questions, things like that. Was that helpful, and would you like to schedule, should we try and schedule another one here in the soon? Let me just ask that. I want to make sure we throw that out there to see if that's helpful in this time and in this process. Feel free, anyone can feel free to respond, and or feel free to contact me afterwards, but I thought I'd just take a minute to give some time or conversation around that.
Yes.
Okay, great.
Summer, this is, I think, any opportunity we have to be able to kind of share how we're doing, what we're doing, is really vital, because it's just, you know, coming up with new, fresh ideas of how to reach out to folks is a really important thing for us to be able to do.
Okay. Great. Well, I will go ahead and schedule that. And if, you know, whoever can join, please join. And, of course, there's no pressure. We just want to make sure that we give opportunity and for states to connect, ask, you know, just have conversation around it. So I'll make sure we get that scheduled. Thank you both for your feedback. And if anybody else has any feedback, feel free to reach out to me offline. And just in that, as many are starting to create the strategy, I want to, again, reiterate the importance of the communication piece. The, you know, continuing to email the network, using the social networking, and just a reminder that we have a database. We have the Nation Builder database, where there are individuals in your state that are like-minded, just waiting to hear about what's happening with your prayer caucus. So just to make sure that's definitely a priority with this new strategy. Also, teleconference calls. As you all know, we do the national congressional telebriefing, as well as APCN calls and so forth. So just even keeping that on the radar and seeing if that's something your state legislators would like to do. Again, just having a means for the legislators to communicate with the network, and or you continuing to maintain that connection with the network through prayer updates. And then also that gives, you know, more opportunity to mobilize as well as needed. So just thought I'd mention that. Also, reimbursements. We just want to thank you all for being so good about submitting reimbursements and the receipts with the reimbursements. If you have any questions around that, we welcome you to contact us. But again, just thank you for those that are being so diligent in providing the necessary paper trail. And I really don't want to take too much more time on anything. I want to hear from you all. So I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to the states. We do ask that everybody give a 2 to 3 minute update, and as it relates specifically to religious freedom. So if I could, I'm going to go ahead and start with Beth in Colorado.
Okay, I just have to get it off mute. Can you hear me?
Yes, sure can.
Okay. basically, at this point, we have a prayer event at the Capitol the day before session starts. Last year we kind of tried to pull it together at the last moment. This year it's getting a whole lot more thought, and we're already getting the news of it out to legislators, and we'll soon start sharing that information with the churches and other individuals. We are in transition with our state director or our state chairs. Hopefully we will have that nailed down within the next month, but one of the people that we'd love to have as state director is in a very, very hard political race, and so three of our caucus members are up for re-election, and the Democrats are hitting, I'm sorry, I'm not supposed to say parties, but a lot of outside money is coming in to try and block them. And we really are praying that they get back in, because they are some of the warriors for religious liberties here in Colorado.
Okay, great. Well, we'll definitely keep them in prayer. And thank you, Beth, for your continued efforts. So glad you're feeling better. You sound great.
Thanks.
Good. Okay, well, let's see. Pastor McIntosh in Connecticut, would you give an update, please?
Yes, I will. As you know, presently, everyone's out of session and won't be back in session until January or February. In the meantime, in terms of statewide, beginning this Sunday, which I believe begins Rosh Hashanah, there will be 10 consecutive days of prayer throughout the state, to include one taking place at the Capitol, which in the past have been done, I think for the last 3 years. It was more days, but it's been whittled down to 10 days. And we're really excited about that. Basically, outside of that, it's sort of quiet, but lots of movement, and still working towards when session is back, and that we'll have a little more stability with the caucus here in Connecticut. And we're just excited. There's a lot of things going on, and looking forward to many more things taking place. That's pretty much it for Connecticut.
Great. Thank you, Pastor. All right. Pam in Florida, would you give us an update, please?
Yeah. Hey, sorry. I'm going to mute and move. one of my biggest prayer requests is that we lost Representative Mike Hill as our legislative director, because he lost his primary race for the Senate. So we're really praying, and we're talking to legislators. So we need prayer that the Lord will just say, this is the one, and that they will say yes to it, because we've asked someone and they're praying about it, but I have a feeling he's going to say no. So anyway, we're praying over that. We just had a solemn assembly with some other ministries on Saturday up in Tallahassee here for 6 hours of prayer and worship, and praying over religious freedoms and over the election, and it was very powerful and well attended. Several hundred people came, and just standing on the wall from across our state. So we've got connections with other prayer ministries across state, and we're going to be hosting prayer at the Capitol during the election on the highest place in our state capitol, which is the 22nd floor. We call it the Isaiah 22 floor. So that starts, we're going to do it for 4 weeks as when early voting starts through the election day at the Capitol, and we have people coming up for that. So that's kind of what's happening right now here, because our focus is the election.
Oh, that's excellent. Thank you, Pam. Thank you for all your efforts. All right, very good. Let's see, Mike in Kentucky did, I want to give a quick update. He and Bill were invited to a meeting at the governor's mansion that just happened to be at 10 this morning, so he apologized for not being able to make it. They have been meeting with their chairman. They have been a part of a variety of prayer initiatives, joining with other networks and so forth. They've met with the lieutenant governor, prayed with her. And so just a lot of positive advancement there in Kentucky. Let's see. Sharon had just texted. She is with the chairman, with her chairman and spouses on a two-day conference, some of the chairman. So she apologized for not being able to make it. But I did want to just mention that there was a tremendous victory in a court case there around Rowan County. It was a prayer again where legislative prayer had been considered unconstitutional, but the Fourth Circuit overruled, and so that is a victory for religious freedom and for legislative prayer. I just wanted to mention, too, that the Congressional Prayer Caucus weighed in on that. They had mobilized legislators around an amicus brief and had made it very clear that this has been a long history in America, and then again reminding that the House and Senate and Congress open their sessions in prayer. So thankful for their efforts, specifically in that North Carolina case and many other efforts, but just want to mention that. Let's see, Dave, do you want to give an update in South Carolina?
Certainly. Senator Grooms, who is our chairman, and I are actually getting together on Tuesday. So if you could be in prayer for that meeting, we're going to be planning out some next steps as we prepare for our legislative session, which starts the second Tuesday in January. Our legislative session has been cut short by legislation now by a month, and so they will only be here through May. we're looking for opportunities, too, for a new vice chair because one of our vice chairs lost her reelection in Spartanburg County in the upper part of the state of South Carolina. And so we're just working right now on the planning stages for the coming year and how we can start developing prayer circles within the legislative bodies themselves so that legislators know who they can be going to for prayer, not only with the prayer caucus, but also with community leaders across the state at their back home. So we're working on developing that strategy a little bit more so that we get a level of grassroots involvement in the prayer caucus as well.
Excellent. Glad to hear that that y'all are meeting and that Representative Hicks is in the loop as well. So good to know. Thank you, Dave. Okay, see, we need to, I just want to give a couple other updates. Illinois, we were, the CPCF was actually able to help in a situation in Illinois. There was a chairman of the board that was putting up In God We Trust, and I should have gotten all the details, but just they basically received a letter from the Freedom From Religion Foundation stating that it was unconstitutional for them to post In God We Trust. And this was around the 60th anniversary time. They did reach out to us. The CPCF was able to send a letter to him specifically and just reaffirmed his right to do so, that it's our national motto. And he is now setting, he is not shrinking back. As a matter of fact, he's putting up a permanent structure in. So we are grateful for his stand and also just the honor and privilege to be able to encourage him and support him. And we appreciate Deborah and her efforts around that as well, just to encourage him and to connect him with us. So good news in Illinois. Let's see, I'm looking at Kansas. We are, Donna Lipholt is our new state director in Kansas. She's been working actively. She already has a strong network in the state, but she's been working actively to mobilize prayer for Representative Powell and also the prayer caucus. And we look forward to working with her more in the future. Also, Arkansas, as I mentioned, they are formed and having a launch event. We have a new state director there, Pastor Buddy Fisher. Another amazing leader that's in the state and excited about joining this effort. New Mexico, Tom Mead, our state director in New Mexico, is still very much engaged. He just is not able to make it now due to work. So we just want to continue to pray for him. And the chairman there has been extremely active. He went to a college campus on Constitution Day and actually used Leah's article that was in a special section of the Washington Times around Constitution Day, very much reaffirming our spiritual heritage, and he found that to be a very effective tool when meeting with some of those college students. So, again, that's Representative Gallegos in New Mexico doing what he can to help get the word out and spread the truth around our Judeo-Christian heritage, and thankful that he found Leah's resource a great help in that. See, Debbie in Texas, you want to give us an update there, please?
Thank you, Summer. And double yes, this is always so helpful. Every time y'all talk it, and I take volumes of notes because this is so helpful to a newbie here. Our legislature, the 85th Legislature of Texas, opens January 10th. Our actual launch is scheduled right now for February 6th. To coincide with the Texas Homeschool Association's Capitol Day. So there will be thousands and thousands of people from all over Texas, the Capitol that day, who have similar interests, of course, to ours. So we're working to see how we can put that all together and are excited about that prospect. In the meantime, we are networking with lots of groups around the state who have existing teams of intercessors and organizations who are advocating for the same issues that we are concerned about. And after talking to Summer yesterday, we will spend that month of January just one at a time inviting legislators to be a part of the Prayer Caucus, which will be meeting but not officially launching until February. I am finding, as I have a chance to talk to legislators, senators, and state reps, and even people in the executive branch, there's a lot of enthusiasm about being a part of the ramp-up of all of this, the charter group, if you will. So we're excited about that. There are three things happening in my church that is going to be live streamed and hopefully will accrue to the benefit and blessing of people all over our state, and to any of you who might be interested, we'll get more information to you. But on the 23rd, our pastor is going to be doing a theology of elections and the impact on religious liberty. Never happened in our church before. And this is a pastor who has a pretty broad reach across the country. So I will make that information available to anybody who wants it. The following week, we have Kirby Anderson with Probe Ministries and Point of View Radio Talk Show, who will be doing a three-message sermon event, drilling down into issues, focusing on religious liberty, but helping people understand why there is this election is a really big deal. And then on November 6th, unfortunately, it's just 2 days before the election, but better late than never, we are going to have Attorney General Ken Paxton, who some of you may be familiar with because he works closely with many of your attorney generals to advance religious liberty and to stand against the assault of the Obama administration on everything that we hold dear as those who support and advocate for Judeo-Christian values. He will be at our church. We'll be live streaming this event. It will be a combined Pray USA event with our state leaders, our two co-chairmen. And he's going to be talking about the so what factor to Christians who have still not decided they're actually going to vote, if you can believe that. What will be the impact of this election on churches, individuals, schools, families, your ability to make decisions for yourself, particularly as regards religious freedom and freedom of conscience. So those are going to be great big deals that are going to benefit a lot of people around our state. In the meantime, I just want to say parenthetically, we've got in Texas a lot of people who want to come into swing states, and we're still trying to connect people up with the best opportunity, particularly in Colorado and Florida. And we've seen some headway, but if you leaders know of opportunities for boots on the ground to help you, these would be people who, again, share and advance our agenda on religious liberties that want to help you. So anybody that has ideas for me, I will pass that on. And God bless you all. Thank you for the freedom to work alongside you.
Thank you, Debbie. You've been going full speed ahead there. We're excited to work with you and looking forward for everybody to be able to meet in D.C. next year. We're really excited for everyone to get together and meet each other face-to-face for those that are new. Good. Okay. Pastor Jackson, I know you're very new. We're literally just beginning the onboarding process, but I wanted to give an opportunity for you to share if there's anything on your heart or any questions that you may have or just anything you want to say.
Well, I am sort of in a fog, but coming out of it pretty quick, if I could see it that way, as far as learning what this is all about, my duties and responsibilities, and I am setting up, and right now the focus primarily for me is getting the social media network set up and inviting people to be a part of that so that we can get a strong network of people. My plan is to connect with the various prayer groups around the state, and we have so many various prayer groups around the state, some meeting at the Capitol, some meeting in their own homes. So trying to connect with them so that we can have one network feeding into this, dealing with those values that we hold true and dear to our heart. So that's really where I'm at right now, waiting for the results of Senator Emery's election bid and praying that that would go well. And we're going to move forward after that.
Very good. It's been great having you join us, especially on Tuesdays, and so we're just thankful for all that you're doing, and we look forward to continuing to work together. Trusting, we're praying for Senator Emery, believing for that, for him to win that election. So Thank you, Pastor. Let's see, a couple other updates. I don't want to overwhelm you all, but I want to give you a feel for what's happening in some of these states. In Alaska, our chairman did lose his election. However, there are others that are in the works. We have connected with somebody there that is very interested in being state director. She has a network, a strong network in the state already, and she has been hosting legislators during session. Alaska is a very different state, the way that they're laid out and their session, and people literally have to move to the area for a period of time. So she has partnered with some of the chiefs of staff and different one in the state legislature in order to host legislators during the session to pray with them, to pray for them, just to be a safe place for them. So we're excited to have that connection, and Representative Keller still wants to be involved. So we're excited that he'll still be with us in some form or fashion. But that's an update in Alaska. We still have movement in 98% of the states. But in Delaware, we do have a chairman that is identified. He is looking for a state director. And has continued to stay engaged. He's also passed legislation resolutions around A God We Trust, just very much doing everything that he can right now until he can get a strong prayer caucus formed. He contacted us a couple weekends ago and said he was in Maryland, and there's an entire city that has their In God We Trust banners all throughout the streets and things. So that was a lot of fun. And actually, we were able to send a letter to the mayor and the city council and just say thank you for your stand. And anyway, just showing kind of the conversation and communication with some of these legislators is they're excited about what we're doing and really staying engaged. Georgia, we do have a prayer caucus in Georgia. We're excited about that. We've identified some state directors there that are already praying for them. We're still working on all of that, but thankful for the efforts there in Georgia. Jenny in Iowa is still going strong on the Bible reading marathon. She is feeling better. Thank the Lord, and is still engaged. So I know she's trying to meet with some of the PC chairman and so forth in the midst, but has been staying steady in the midst of some health challenges, but she is on the mend. So we're glad to hear that. Let's see. Maine, there has been some new leadership in Maine, but there are already chairmen identified. They're already in place. We're working on having a meeting with them in order to get them up to speed. The transition from the old leadership to the new leadership, the old leadership has done a great job in helping to mentor them and get them in place, but we're excited to connect with them as well. Pastor Bob is doing well physically. He's actually in Africa, or he's heading to Africa soon, but he is doing better physically, which is great, and is still very much connected, has a lot of favor with the governor and other leaders in the state legislature. So appreciate his continued efforts, as well as with his radio show and other things. Cindy in Michigan, I want to make sure to give you some time here. I know you have a lot going on there. Please give us an update.
Sure. Thank you, Summer. Guys, tomorrow is my last day. I'm working from a job I've been at for 20 years. So I've been shifting to put more time into the prayer caucus, which I'm excited about. Next Tuesday, Franklin Graham is coming into the state. There's a number of events for people gathering at the Capitol. And unfortunately, we were able to confirm that there will not be the reception with Franklin Graham and the prayer caucus. We do have some prayer caucus. Our chair is going to be, he's what, term limited. So he is connecting, I think, with you, Summer, as far as who that next person would be. We do have elections taking place, I think, with half the chairs. So we're just praying through that. Following the Graham event, I am meeting with the caucus to launch prayer for prior to the election and to run it through it. We have connections pretty well in the state, so I'm looking for every region. Like, I've got like 6 regions in the state, and I'm just looking to have people participating through teleconference prayer calls, but that we, you know, we guard over our state and pray for righteousness, if that's what comes through. And that might be it. That might be it for right now. Our legislators are in they're up at the Capitol. We don't shut down again. Once will be around Thanksgiving, and then a break for Christmas. So I'm drawing a blank. I think that might be it for now.
Okay, no, that's great. That's wonderful. And yes, Representative McBroom, he actually said that the other, he was kind of it was a little bit of a different name, but all that, when he leaves, there won't actually be any change in the leadership, as you know, because of those that are already in place, but they'll be, he is still planning on staying very much engaged, so.
Yeah.
Yes, good news.
Yes. I was so thrilled to hear that. He's an incredible leader. He provides really good leadership. So praise God.
Yes, so good stuff there. Thank you, Cindy. Chris in Ohio, is there right now some transition in leadership there? They'll know more soon, but they're still full speed ahead there, just in a little bit of a transition process there. They're, one of the chairmen termed out, and another one ended up retiring early to take a different position that was, he felt like, more important in a different arena. So that is good, but they're still very much engaged in a lot of movement in that state. So we're excited about that. Tennessee is still going strong. Marlene is meeting with the chairman in the next couple of weeks here, and she's right now there's a team that's in leading a prayer initiative that she is connecting with, so that's why she's not able to be on this call, but she's still working on planning for the next session. Virginia, we do have a new state director there, and we're excited about the future of the Virginia Prayer Caucus. Is there's a new chairman as well as the other two, but there's a new focus, and the state director, Ryan McAdams, is actually very, very, actually most of you met him at the summit. He's genuine, loves the Lord, a mobilizer, just like all of you. So he has a huge vision for Virginia, and we're just trying to kind of keep up with them. So excited about the new advancements in Virginia. All right. I know there's more in other states, but I don't want to overwhelm you. I just want to give you a feel for what's going on in the states. Leah, or does anybody have any questions about what we mentioned? Any questions for Leah? Anything for Angie? Just please feel free to take a moment now to ask.
Leah, how are you, as you're talking to your advisory committee members, people in leadership of groups around the country, what is the Lord putting on your heart as we are praying about these elections and ballot security, and what concerns may we have missed that we want to be taking before the Lord?
Well, thanks for asking, Debbie. Yeah, that's a great question. Of course, it's such a challenging time because our battle, of course, is for religious freedom, and this election is going to play a part in that. We have one candidate who is very clearly made a stand that if they're elected president, that religious freedom is not a priority, that actually sexual preference and race and other things trump religious freedom. We have a second candidate who has made very strong stance that they are very strongly supportive of religious freedom and will, we might disagree on other issues, has said this is an important issue. And so, for us, we're asking the Lord to have mercy, or most of the people across the nation are asking for mercy. We understand that there's so much that we have done as a nation to grieve the Holy Spirit and grieve the Lord, and there's a widespread repentance that needs to come, revival needs to come, and I think that's, all of us understand that the answer does not come with the president, but the environment that the president can create in which the people of the church can then flow
freely or restricted. Now, and it's interesting because, you know, you have people across the board that are saying, well, some people are saying it will be, obviously, God uses the times of persecution to purify his church, and we understand that. And if that's the choice that, that God makes, then we will rejoice and we will say, Lord, this is for your glory and for your good and for the good of your church. If, on the other hand, he gives us an opportunity where we are not as restricted and we have an opportunity to have an administration that is opens the adored environment for more freedom for us to operate and call for and strengthen religious freedom in this nation as well as God's place, then we want to go full speed ahead in that and not step back 1 second, but know that God's given us an opportunity to fan the flame for people to contend for the faith and contend for the nation and God's place in this nation and expand prayer dramatically. So that's what's happening sort of across the board. I think that's a pretty, of course, some people are stronger one way or the other, but if I had to boil it down to just kind of what I see and what people are saying, I'd say everybody sort of agrees at that point. And so we're praying for God's sovereign plan to come to bear, and that we as a church would fully rise up in whatever environment he asks us to operate in over these next 4 years. And also, I think you make a really good point. A lot of people are praying for safety. There's clearly, for both candidates, honestly, there's a lot of unrest and a lot of wickedness and killing and destroying and hating is very much the spiritual climate today that's ramping up. So praying for protection, praying for God to have his way, even if it doesn't look like our particular way, and that the church would just seek God and go hard after the Lord. And I think most government leaders, to be perfectly honest, if they're honest with themselves, congressional leaders, state leaders, they understand that it's way past having solutions purely political and purely policy, way past that, that we have a nation, a people that must, again, be revived in their heart for the Lord, because the morality of the people is what is happening here that needs our most strong attention in prayer. So I don't know if that answers your question, Debbie, but that's kind of where we're praying and where we're living.
Thank you.
Good. Thanks, Leah. I forgot to mention just a couple of events or efforts in Oklahoma. We have a senator in Oklahoma doing a numerous Pray USA events, our co-chair in Oklahoma, and then also Pray USA, an event in Pennsylvania that took place this last weekend was, as Abby said, wildly successful. So we appreciate the continued efforts to mobilize the Pray USA effort in the state. Okay, didn't mean to jump back, but also wanted to make sure I mention those. Any other questions for Leah or our team or each other?
Summer, are you going to plan, did I hear correctly, you're going to be scheduling a time for us to get back on and just be able to kind of share some ideas of what we're doing? And is that what I understood earlier?
Yes, it worked well last time to extend the state director call, which would be obviously the end of October.
Tuesday morning. Right.
Yeah, so if that is not soon enough, then I can definitely schedule something before then. But otherwise, I was thinking just to add an extra half hour to the next state director call at the end of October.
Okay, that'd be great. Just wanted to make sure I had that on my schedule. Thanks.
Yes, no, that's great. And again, if anybody would like us to do it earlier, then we can definitely talk about that. All right. Leah, do you have anything else you want to add?
Nope, just extremely grateful, what I said before, just so grateful. Every time I get on these calls, I walk away just thanking Jesus for every single one of you and all that you're doing, and in awe over the way that the Lord is moving. The Lord is doing this, and he is moving across this nation, and that gives me hope. And the truth is, I hope all of you know how much hope you're giving to people. We're able to give testimony, send communication. Our government leaders are out speaking about this. Congressional leaders out speaking about this. People are so encouraged when they hear about what is happening across this nation through this network and through these leaders and through each one of you. You're bringing hope, and I just can't tell you how much we appreciate every single one of you.
Summer?
Yes, Debbie, go ahead.
Summer? Just one last, I know everybody is praying about this, but just one last little prayer request by way of reminder. I'm very involved in ballot security initiatives in Texas. This is going to be a huge, there is so much corruption and fraud, and we prayed the other day that what's done in darkness would be exposed, but please continue to pray state by state across this country for ballot security and for people that are really putting themselves as speed bumps in the way of the corruption. It's costing a lot of people to do that, and so this is an area that we do want to remember with that. Thank you.
Yes, very good. And with that, too, North Carolina still has the lawsuit where they had passed a law to implement voter a law that would require anyone voting to show ID, and the DOJ is suing the legislature for that. So we definitely want to continue to pray for North Carolina, because as we know, if they lose that that case, then that will affect all the states. It's that precedent. Also, the HB2 we want to continue to pray for. But yes, thank you. Thank you, Debbie.
I've got one more item, if I could ask for prayer, please. In South Carolina, the South Carolina High School League is the kind of regulatory organizations over all of high school and middle school sports in South Carolina. They are having a meeting coming up soon to start the discussion about how they're going to handle transgender requests within sports in South Carolina. 1 in 4 middle school and high school students in South Carolina is involved in some form of organized sports within our school system. And that's a huge number, but we know that the impact that the transgender agenda can have, that reaches beyond just gender identity into other aspects of our lives and spilling over into our religious freedom, that they're going to be meeting to discuss how they're going to be handling that. So I would just appreciate prayer, because I was meeting with the commissioner of that organization a couple of weeks ago and was actually on a phone call with him yesterday, and he basically said, Dave, you know, we're going to have to come up with a plan on how to deal with this, and nobody is really ready to deal with it, and we just need guidance on that. So it is something that is going to be coming up in other states, because he said this is a national trend that we're going to have to be dealing with. And, you know, from a sports standpoint, and I know that it's very different than some of the other things we deal with, but it has an impact in the way that our legislature is going to be dealing with some of the regulations that go along with the high school league, is, you know, how are we going to handle sports, because putting a transgender boy on a girls' basketball team is kind of one of those lines that you cross in this state that you don't want to – you've got parents who aren't going to be happy about that. But this is a very touchy issue, especially in light of HB2 in North Carolina and some other things that are going to be going on. So we would just really appreciate prayers for the leadership of that, because they're going to have to go before the legislature and explain to them the decision that they've made and how they're going to go about doing that. And there are transgender opposition, and there's transgender supporters in our legislature, and that is going to be a very touchy subject. We all know what the Bible says. We all know how God has created man and woman, and so just would appreciate everyone's prayers on that as well. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. And this is, as we know, extending into the religious liberty battle because some of the states are passing laws that make it illegal for a counselor to counsel a anyone that may be struggling with homosexuality or transgender, gender identity type of thing according to biblical worldview. Also, doctors and different ones are being forced to perform some of these operations when it's against their conscience, violating their conscience or their deeply held beliefs. So this issue does extend into the religious liberty arena. So thank you, Dave. Yes, let's definitely continue to pray for that and pray for our nation to embrace absolute truth again and let those and for those principles to be reflected in law and policy. With that, I would appreciate, let's take some time just to close out in prayer. Also, Leah's mom is having surgery tomorrow, so we do ask, would appreciate prayer for her. Her mom's name is Jean. And Shirley's brother, as some of you have been praying, thankfully, they found out that the reason for his fever was a staph infection. So they have him on antibiotics now, but definitely continued prayer for him. My mom is healing well. For those of you that have been praying, thank you for continued prayers for her. And just thank you for your prayers. And we continue to pray for you all every day. We pray for you all every day. We take it as a very real responsibility and just, again, trusting the Lord to cover everybody. Cindy, would you mind praying for kind of closing us out and covering Leah's mom, Shirley's brother, and just any overall health and protection for everybody and families? You know what? I just noticed she just had to drop. How about Pastor McIntosh? Would you please close us out?
Yes, I will. Thank you. Father, we just want to thank you for all the accomplishments that you have caused us to experience. We thank you for the process. We thank you for having brought us to this point of the process. And Father, right now, we were asking you for your healing virtue on surgery procedures that have taken place. And we're also praying into those procedures that are to take place. And Father, we thank you that you are the healer, and not only the healer, but you are the one that makes us whole. So Father, we're asking you now in the name of Jesus that in every procedure that you would not only heal but make whole. In Jesus' name. And Father, we're asking again for your wisdom, your knowledge, and your understanding in every issue and every situation that stands before us. Because we know that there's none greater than you, there's none more powerful than you, there's none more knowledgeable than you, there's none more wiser than you. And we depend on you. We lean not to our own understanding, but in all our ways we acknowledge you, and we know that you direct our path. Thank you, Lord God, for Leah, for Summer, for Angie, for the young lady that just had the baby, and we thank you for her baby, for their baby. And, Father, we just thank you for all the wonderful things that you've caused to come to pass in our lives collectively and individually. And we give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for Senator Forbes and Shirley Forbes and all that you're doing for the Congressional Prayer Caucus. And we thank you, Lord God, for every state director and our families, every state chairman and their families. And we thank you for your divine protection and covering. We thank you for the shed covenant blood of Jesus that cleanses us from all unrighteousness and keeps us and protects us. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. We appreciate you all so much. And again, we are praying for you, and we look forward to being together in the first quarter of hopefully the first quarter of 2017. But until then, we are just grateful and honored to be standing with you. Thank you so much for all that you're doing, and we look forward to connecting again very soon. Have a great day.
You too.
That's all. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Bye. Blessings, guys.